Om Shanti. This is a meditation to experience the five forms of our hero part. Because we really do play the hero part throughout the whole cycle. But then, have we really understood this? Have we really accepted it? Because this is why Baba asks us to spin the cycle. It results in self-realization. By spinning the cycle, we learn to see ourselves through the wide-angle lens instead of just according to how I am in this, my very last birth. In this session, however, we won't be spinning the cycle as much as we'll be kind of hopping through it, visiting one form after another, but in new directions, so that there can be newness in the experience. So find your favorite picture of Baba and settle into a comfortable seat. I choose to start with my Brahman form, which is the effort-making form. I take this form on gladly because this is the form for taking power from God. I easily acknowledge the efforts in front of me, all the negative, all the waste, all the old patterns that I've accumulated while I've been in exile from my kingdom, lost to my heritage of royalty. These are now all to be finished. It is now, finally, that I'm going to become successful in all such efforts. I have understood the part that you, Baba, offer me, and I accept the part with great enthusiasm. It's the part of claiming back the kingdom. It's the part of finishing this terrible dark night of humanity and bring humanity back into its day. I recognize that this is all I ever wanted to do. I, who could never bear the suffering of humanity. I have understood that when I change, the world changes, and I eagerly accept this challenge. I know that love, peace, and happiness is my original and eternal nature. And I know that all the titles you speak of are for now, for me, your Brahman child. I know that I am your heir child, an ancestor soul, roots in the tree of humanity. I'm your instrument, a Raj Yogi, conqueror of Maya, destroyer of obstacles. Mine is the power of choice, and with each one of my steps of courage, your help is there a thousandfold. I know that between my determination, your help, and the times we're in the cycle, nothing can stop me. nothing can stop us. I am your Shiv Shakti instrument, and I'm all set for the big win. I know this is what you want of me, and I promise you, this is what I want too. With such an elevated awareness, it's very easy to slip out of my physical costume and adopt my incorporeal form. In the incorporeal form, I easily leave behind everything physical. As I come into the consciousness of myself as a tiny point of light, eternal, divine, I begin the journey upwards. My relationship to the physical body, as well as to the physical world, begins to fade away. And I'm left with one singular feeling. Baba, I belong to you. And Baba, now I'm coming home to you. I reach the home, my home of light, here thick waves of golden red peace blanket this whole dimension, and I slip under that blanket, settling myself preciously like a baby chick, yet unborn, still in its shell, under the protective warmth of the mother hen. Here, I feel so safe and secure. Here, it's a place where I can feel nurtured at the very level of my soul. And I open myself to your greatly pure intentions on me. You really are the Creator, and I am your humbled, grateful creation. Everything of greatness that will be is sitting in me now, latent but alive. Here, in my incorporeal form, under this blanket of light, I feel very assured, very potent, filled with the perfected results of all my efforts and yours. Also, there's a feeling of connectedness which completes the whole. Connectedness to you, Baba, but also to my brother chicks all around me. in the way that all of us are pulling from that one same source of strength and security that is you. So there's such a feeling of completion, of fullness. This is the experience of the incorporeal form. A profound wholeness which penetrates the soul in layer after layer of peace. 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 And then a hop into my deity form. Why not? My kingdom within a golden age, heaven itself is waiting for me. I'm so happy to put on such a beautiful costume. I'm so happy to look around me and see nothing but beauty wherever I look. Living spaces as palaces with jewel decoration. Nature garden-like with mountains shaped like peacocks. And air and streams of water as sparkling and pure as a diamond. I myself am in a body of such fully pure design, and I feel so light, so light, so happy. I am a completely self-realized, blossomed, true human being. Completely full of all treasures, and I fit into this wondrous place like a flower in a prize-winning garden. Everyone here is a most beautiful and unique flower, and we're always together. We complement each other with our shared excellence in being. We all feel so happy to be here, to be together, and even just to be. The whole of life is one big embrace, a dance in perfect harmony. There's only laughter in our eyes, a sparkle in our step, and no one ever misses a beat. Simply by being, we set the standard for what true living is for the whole rest of time. Such happiness is the hallmark of the deity form, because what else could there be in a garden created by God? And now, a quick jump back to my incorporeal form for a reset. I'm back to having no body, back to pure being in a world of light. Here, I become very aware once again of you, Baba. Here, in the home of light, You are so all-pervading. I observe how strong rays of your light fill this whole dimension. Supremely pure, powerful being. Truly, you are the Almighty. Yet, I am curious. I wonder, what happens when all that might, which is you, leaves the home of light to enter the avyakt body of Brahma in the subtle region? I reach for my body of light, my angelic form, and this is the question in my mind as I bring myself into the quiet, white world of the subtle region. And then, before my very eyes, you begin to emerge. On my supplication, you left the home of light to enter the subtle body of your number one angel. And I'm just watching as you, that supreme power from beyond, fits yourself into the finite, subtle form of Brahma. And I'm just watching as all that power begins as if to metamorphose into the subtlest, purest beads, as if stringing out in all directions. As if strings of beads coming from you slowly begin to move towards me, above me, below me, all around me, as if to hold me in a most subtle network of glistening purity. And I feel so embraced, so held and cleansed. And I understand the purpose of this meeting. Still wrapped in the sparkling threads emanating from you, I turn together with you to face the world below. And I watch as this subtle network of pearled purity extends out beyond the subtle region to the physical world below, as if to thread everyone in this tapestry of God's love and the protection of belonging. This is the task of the angel. This is the task of purity. To bring the strength of truth to all those who've become so lost to it. And then finally, my worthy of worship form. I have just come from a golden age, from radiant being. I know what it's like to be perfect, and yet something in the air, a slight lessening, something in my behavior, a slight stumbling in the golden dance, pushes me into a new feeling. And there's the thought that something here has to be preserved, something here needs to be safeguarded. So I begin to create images of the perfection that was, of the perfection that I was. Worshipping begins. In this way, I'm sustained by the sculpted memorials of my own excellency, but so are many others. All those who'd been touched by that subtle network of purity in the last kalpa, all those who I had served as an angel, supporting them through my pure being, they now also come in front of these same statues to worship them with so much love. The worthy of worship form is this, love, coming from me. It's love for true being, which in a totally unconscious and incognito way is filling those statues with power. Love coming from the devotees. From them, it's love for those angel come deities who rescued them at a time of humanity's darkest hour of need. Om Shanti.